Knowledge Products presents The United States at War, narrated by George C. Scott. This is the American Revolution, Part 2.
Events in Boston were getting out of hand. On June 10, 1768, the Liberty, a sloop owned by John Hancock, was seized for illegally importing Madeira wine. Angry Bostonians attacked the customs officers. One of these officers, Benjamin Harrison, told the story.
"We were pursued by the mob, which by this time was increased to a great multitude. The onset was begun by throwing dirt at me, which was presently succeeded by volleys of stones, brickbats, sticks, or anything that came to hand. In this manner, I run the gauntlet near 200 yards, my poor son following behind, endeavoring to shelter his father by receiving the strokes of many of the stones, till at length he became equally an object of their resentment, was knocked down and then laid hold of by the legs, arms, and hair of his head, and in that manner dragged along in a most barbarous and cruel manner. I received a violent blow on the breast, which had like to have brought me to the ground, and I verily believe if I had fallen, I should never have got up again, the people, to all appearance, being determined on blood and murder."
This incident convinced Commodore Hood of the Royal Navy that Boston was on the brink of revolt. He advised his superiors in London,
"What has been so often foretold is now come to pass. The good people of Boston seem ready and ripe for open revolt, and nothing, it is imagined..."